Hello.
Hey, me. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. The sad part about it is, if you'd have went down to the county assistants, you probably wouldn't have got the right person to handle this. Because this would be out of their hands, too. This is all about submitting documentation to the right department for them to try to do something about it.
Right, which I did yesterday.
Yeah. I wish.
I did everything I was supposed to do yesterday.
Man.
It's
See,
not that
my
I
administrator
right
said
department.
If you would have had got any documentation, like any, paperwork guarantee any person's phone number just so we can get something in writing, but then the billing department said it's still a risk. Because the county can say one thing, but then whoever handles it after that, they'll input the numbers on when to start services to resume, they can put any date. Not necessarily the date, they would give us the date that we need.
But I'm saying that if we can, they can get something in writing and stating that the date that
yeah,
y'all need,
if
they will start it from.
We,
yeah.
If we can get
but had
something
I
known
to
that,
clarify
had
that,
yeah.
I known that, you understand?
Yeah.
If you'd have told me this at 11 o'clock, I'd have been calling y'all at the county assistant office for y'all to speak to somebody or them to tell y'all or see where to send something. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have called me at 11 o'clock when you, it was something I could have done. Because that's all we needed, and I could have had somebody here. That's not my, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Jose would even do something like that.
No, I'm going to take that out with him tomorrow because he already left the office already.
Hold on.
That last one here because I was leaving here to come there. So, yeah. So. So what are you going to do, honey? Do you have a family member, somebody that can sit with him tonight? Hello? She must put me on hold. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Nina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the hospice social work on the line. But
hi,
what
my
I was
name's
trying
Catherine.
Hello?
I'm sorry, Nina. That's the social
okay.
worker from the hospice.
See,
she asked
see
me if
it,
we
baby.
Can conference the call. But she's on the line
Yes.
now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, my name is Catherine. I'm the social worker
Catherine,
for Mr.
Sorry.
Willie from hospice. I'm just trying to help support him and Tamika with this process of getting the Medicaid reinstated and, of course, the primary goal being getting the hours from the agency back in place. So just trying to get caught up on what the next steps are and if there's anything I can do to help.
So pretty much the next steps is she went and she submitted the paperwork that was needed. They confirmed with her that everything should be fine, but in our system in Promise, which is linked through the county assistance, is still showing that Mr. McLean's waiver is terminated. So our billing department doesn't have anything or no guarantees that the caregivers is going to get paid from services.
So who can we call about that? Like who can change
so
that in their system?
That is the county assistance. They the one that handles that. All it takes is for them to put the documentation in the system stating to show that the discharge date has been removed. Until that is removed, we can't even assign to have a caregiver clock in and out because the waiver is terminated. He doesn't show any Medicaid service.
And Tamika, you're like 100%
yeah,
positive, Tamika, that the Medicaid, like everything is in and it's reactivated or no?
Yeah, yes. I can't say it's reactivated, but I turned
right.
In everything.
Right, she turned in everything, but
sure,
it takes a couple of days for it to reflect in the system because everything is electronically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
right.
that. I had no idea
right.
that it took a couple of weeks. I figured that it might be like a time process, so my
mm-hmm.
guess is that unfortunately, we're kind of between a rock and a hard
and
place
a bond, yeah.
over the next couple of weeks. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to take their time.
Yeah, because that's the only thing we need. We just need to
take
first.
But if somebody
would have
told me that earlier, that if they can get a letter stating that or something stating that, somebody could have been here today. You understand what I'm saying? That's the part I'm trying to, you know.
So talk to me. Yeah, if you could explain to
well,
me as
well.
Well,
that's the thing. Somebody let them know that it was still like that. Nobody let me know from their agency. This is the part that I'm angry about. Nobody let me know that until 4:40 today, an hour
yeah.
and 20 minutes before the caretaker's supposed to come back today. Like, caretakers were there yesterday mm-hmm. and last night. But had that person, you know, informed me earlier than an hour and 20 minutes before the shift's supposed to happen, that's the problem I have right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I could have got what they needed.
I hear you. No, I definitely do. Is it possible?
Everybody understand, but nobody's doing nothing about it. Because technically the ball was dropped on y'all. And not trying to put no blame on that, but it's nothing I could do at 4:40 when you giving me this information. Especially when I did what I was supposed to do yesterday. Like, as a courtesy, if nothing more, you know what I mean? Just at least send somebody to the place open tomorrow, because there's nothing I can do tonight.
So, I'm sorry, the person that's on the line other than
Tamika,
what was your name again?
My name
Nina?
Is Nina Knight. Yes, I'm
Nina. Okay,
here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. So you're saying that oftentimes the county assistant's office takes a couple weeks to process paperwork, right, to actually show in their system that the waiver services are reactivated or that he's eligible for them again.
Right. So
Tamika's mentioning a letter. So can you explain what the option for the letter is so I can try to help Tamika with this?
So our billing department had advised the administrator to try to see if she can get something some documentation that they will retro pay it back from when termed until the 28th, because now we're going to be back to the same situation on the 28th if they don't correct the authorization for services to resume after that. So if we can get something from now until the 28th and then the insurance take care of the 28th situation, then that's fine. He just needs something documented or a number with a name that he can call and verify that this information is correct, and, you know, we will be okay with them paying out the caregivers for them
is
to be reimbursed.
Nina, is that something that you are able to help out with in calling the county assistance office, since you're able
that
to explain it so well?
That would be upper management. That would be the administrator.
They can do
advice.
That? I think that would be so helpful, because I have a lot of empathy for Tamika, because
I do.
She
Me
has
too.
So much on her plate right now,
mm-hmm.
and she's running herself to the ground to the point
mm-hmm.
where I was saying to Tamika yesterday, like, I'm worried about, like, you and
yeah.
your own health right now. And so if that's something that an upper manager from the agency can help out with, please don't hesitate to reach out to me if they need anything from hospice. I don't know, I'm assuming they probably don't, but if they do, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to get a letter or whatever might help
okay.
the situation.
Well, they were telling
I mean,
me that they wasn't supposed to even turn anything off until the 28th, because
yeah.
it's the middle of the month and they were saying you
so,
can't
no,
turn.
That's something,
nope.
That's something different, babe. That's the authorization. The authorization ends on the 28th. This, with the waiver thing, this is the same thing what happens when you get that letter in the mail that you got to update your food stamps and your medical every year through welfare. And if you don't submit them documentations in a timely fashion, then there's going to be a delay with you getting your benefits again. So it's like the same thing.
Okay.
I don't understand none of this. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's confusing. It's confusing to me, and I've been in this job forever, and we're all educated, smart women, and it's still a confusing bureaucratic process to